Okay, I think we're moving now, last thing before our break, is the committee reports, right?
Yes.
So let me just begin with ours. For the past, I don't know, couple months, Justin and Rose and I have been working on this document to modernize, just re-up, review our state board policies. And so this was mailed to you within the past week, and as some of you noted, it's quite extensive. It's all of the policies that we have had in the past, with I think maybe one more. We made amendments to a number of them that are tracked in changes, so you can see the previous document and the new one. And Mia was very helpful in putting it all together in one package. So instead of having a bunch of disjointed single documents, we are now hoping to have a single board, State Board of Education set of policies. So we have two options here. If all of you have read it and loved it and have no questions and want to just approve it immediately, we would be delighted. If you have a small set of questions, we can answer those and move to approval. Or if you think there was just too much there, you can ask some questions now. We can discuss it over the next month, but I'd like to get this wrapped up by February if possible. But before you say anything, Rose, Justin, you want to add anything?
I'll just add one comment. There is one more that we're still working on. That's from the committee that Stephanie and David and I sat on regarding process for evaluating the superintendent. We want to add one more that sort of outlines what the time frame is for that evaluation process. So that's still coming, and we've committed to have it to you, to us, by the end of February.
Very good. And what I'll say is, it's not as though, if you read this document, you'll notice that they are a bunch of atomized changes. Like, we just thought that words needed to be changed. There isn't a big theme. I can't summarize all the changes by saying we took this turn. We just reviewed one by one, tried to streamline and have it be as coherent across the documents as possible. So if you have any questions, we're open to them.
I just have one request. Can we do this next month? Because I'm going to be honest, I was reading all this, mm-hmm.
yep.
and then your thing came in the mail. So could we do yeah. this? I feel more informed if we can wait.
We're happy to do that. What could be helpful to us is if you know any of you have questions or things that you want us to discuss. If you want to do
send
it,
them to you?
Yeah, send them to us, and we'll be prepared to answer them then.
Excellent.
That'd be good.
Excellent.
Okay, great. So we will table this until February. Please do send us questions, comments as soon as you can. Okay, very good. Kerwin Commission, Checker, do you have?
Yeah, this won't take long because first of all, the commission, which was supposed to finish its work in time for this session, didn't, and it's going to continue apparently at least through the summer.
Forever.
Forever. It's such fun. We just can't bear to stop.
That's right.
There will be an interim report. It is more or less at the typesetters now, if that isn't too archaic an expression. It hasn't even been sent to members of the commission yet. According to a note from the chairman just in the last few days, it will be sent very soon to members of the commission and then released to the public. The interim report is going to be quite long. The last version that I saw looked like it was going to end up being 80 or so pages long. It charts a number of important directions. It has not yet costed out the dollar implications of those directions, nor dealt with the trade-offs that may be required or the tax implications that may follow. That all heavy lifting remains ahead. By and large, I think there's much to be said for the directions that it's pointing as improvements in the Maryland education system, but until the costing out and trade-offs are weighed and a fair amount of fine print filled in on some very big issues, I don't think it's anywhere near actionable. It'll be worth discussing when the interim report is out, and I think we should get everybody on the board copies of it as soon as it's out, which will be soon, and then maybe make some time for discussion at a board meeting or a work session or something of what the directions that it is pointing. But I honestly don't think there's too much merit in attempting to summarize those directions today.
Agreed.
Dr. Salmon, anything else on that?
No, just that there is a meeting on the 26th of February, and that's the Monday before our Tuesday board meeting. So Dr. Finn and I and Dr. Steiner will be involved in that meeting.
Okay, so we'll plan for a 14-hour meeting on Tuesday then.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Okay. Other committee reports.
So we've had a number of phone meetings with terrific support from Sarah Spross. I don't know if she's here, but
she's there.
Yay.
Who has been infatigable.
Talking of print shops.
Yes. as you can imagine, if you know the three of us, we haven't been shy in requesting vast amounts of information, and vast amounts of information have been forthcoming. That has prepped us for an in-person half-day meeting, which Stephanie has very kindly agreed to host.
She's baking cookies.
Yes, we're looking forward to a bake-a-thon. At which the committee will review every aspect of teacher preparation and come to a consensus about powerful tools and levers to raise the quality of the entire pipeline on behalf of the students of this state. We look forward to codifying those recommendations as quickly as possible and bringing them back to the board.
Thank you.
So speaking